Hello, and welcome back to Talk Dance. My name is Justin Jones, and I'm a Minneapolis-based choreographer and dancer, and also, of course, the host of this podcast. Talk Dance is a sporadic series of conversations exploring the Walker Art Center's dance programming. For this podcast, I spoke with French conceptualist choreographer Jérôme Bell about his latest work, Cédric Andrieux. The piece takes the form of an autobiographical lecture demonstration and deals with Cédric Andrieux's life in dance, from his beginnings in training through his long stint with the Merce Cunningham Dance Company, and then his work with the Lyon Opera Ballet. The piece is written and performed by Cédric Andrieux, but edited and directed by Bell. It's sly, funny, touching, and very revealing about the pleasures and drudgeries in the work of a dancer. Cédric Andrieux, the piece, and the dancer, will be on the Walker stage October 28th through the 29th.
Andrieux.
All right. And before I say your name, it's Jérôme?
Yes.
Okay. Jérôme Bell, thanks very much for taking some time to talk to me about Cédric Andrieux. This piece is part of a series of works where dancers talk about their lives and sometimes dance the dances that they've done intermittently. I'm curious what provoked you to create this series of works that are sort of documentary or autobiography or lecture demonstration.
Well, I didn't know it would be a series first, because I started with number one, not knowing that there will be until number two, number three, number four, and now I'm working on number five. The seminal idea was I was invited to work at the Ballet of the Paris Opera. Mm-hmm. And they wanted me to make a piece for the ballet, and I didn't know what to do. I wanted to work with all the company, which is 150 dancer, which was not so usual to have 150 dancers. And finally, I tried to analyze my situation in the Paris Opera, and I realized that I was not understanding anything of what they were talking about. You know, I mean, they have a different nomenclature, and so I realized that this institution was like a tribe in the middle of the forest. I mean, it was a little community that I didn't have the key to communicate with them. So, and it's very close to my house. I mean, it's like eight subway stops. But I felt like I was going to a very, very deep forest when I was going to meet them. So I said, okay, in fact, we don't belong to the same worlds. So I have to try to understand them. So I have to take one of the members of the tribe and try to analyze it. So I decided to choose one of the ballerina, and I spent time with her, making interviews, asking her about her work as a ballerina in such an institution. And from this, I made a solo piece in which she's on the stage of the Paris Opera, and she talks to the audience, explaining them what is her work in this theater, in this company. So it went very well. I was very happy with the work, and then the audience liked it too. I was very surprised, but they liked it. I mean, they were interested to know more about what is behind the scene, you know, what is behind the dancer. I mean, behind the performer, let's say. Behind the performer, there are thoughts and ideas and problems and sufferance and many things. So that was I wanted to show. And then after this premiere in Paris Opera, I realized that I could have done it with many other performers. You know, that they will explain their work and we will learn. I mean, it was about what can I learn, you know? But then I realized that the audience enjoyed also to learn things instead of just enjoying a show. And that's why I started to work on a series. I mean, the same concept, like one solo and the performer, usually a dancer, telling the audience in a chronological way, because that's mostly that's the easiest. Their work in dance, because that's what I'm interested in, is about the work. Because we are all workers. I mean, some are not. And I mean, fortunately or unfortunately, this I won't judge. But so it's what is this work, and why do we still need dancers in our society? Because that's always a question to me, why dance is still on. It's not producing so much, it's for little people, but what kind of knowledge dance is carrying? Yes, exactly.
So, do you feel that that audiences needed to know about the work of dancing, like that they didn't know and they needed to know?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I needed to know. It was my because I always start a piece for me first, and then I see if it's interesting for other people, you know, for my community or for my society. So, and I tell you, I mean, those are my best sellers in my work. You know, I mean, people are. I mean, until Véronique Doisneau, I have to say that my work was not so successful.
That's the piece for the Paris Opera?
Yes. Yeah. Sorry, Véronique Doisneau, right?
Yeah.
The name of the title is always the name of the performer.
Right.
Because they are the subject and they are the performance at the same time. And they are the performer. So. Yes, it's, I realized that the audience was very, very happy to understand, because usually people don't understand dance.
Yeah.
And they're right, it's very difficult. But here, in those works, they explain why they dance, why they do this gesture instead of this one, for example. And for the audience, it's a relief, you know? It's really like, we understand. So you can be with no culture, you can be for the first time to the theater, and you will get it, because of course I work on this. I work for the, let's say, for the worst spectator. I always like, sometimes the performers are saying da 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 da, but this behind this statement there are many many presupposés. Knowledge references, and this I'm not interested in. I mean, I need to unfold how can I say this in English? References, you know? You talk with a lot of references all the time. because when you talk to you, somebody of your community, but the audience is not part of the dance community. So you have to really re-articulate everything. So that's why, it's really pedagogical. It is really about knowledge and sharing the knowledge, sharing a certain, and especially in those works, it's sharing a very specific knowledge, which is the knowledge of the performers. Usually, the knowledge of the choreographer of the is shared. I mean, for example, I'm giving an interview, you know, right now. So this is my my thoughts. You have the knowledge of the critics, of the reviews, of the of the university. I mean, the academics. But the dancer usually is not so listened, you know. But that's is the one who is really embodying the dance, you know. Is the one who is at the core. Even the choreographer doesn't know what it feels when you dance his own dance, for example. I mean, it depends on the choreographer. But so that's what I wanted to show, and dancers have a specific knowledge, and I think it could be interesting for the teachers, the doctors, the engineers, etc., who are in the house. You know.
Yeah. So this piece centers on Cedric Andrieu's his history, and especially his work with the Cunningham, the Merce Cunningham Dance Company. I wonder what your first experiences with Merce Cunningham's work were, and what you feel about his work.
I was very young. I was like 18, and I went to see a performance, and it was like. I mean, I was young, but it's not so articulated. But I remember something like a diamond. I mean, that's the only thing I can say is that it was like something like shining like a diamond, something like pure, something like very, very sophisticated. Of course, I was starting to study dance, so at this time I was questioning myself about becoming a dancer or not. And when I saw the company, I identified myself to the dancers, and they were so. It looked like their way of dancing was so pure. Everything was like looks to me so perfect. You know, of course I was young and I was in France, in a Provence town, and I've never seen dancers like this. So it was a big shock. It was a big shock for my relation to dance, and to see that things which for me was not possible were real with them. You know, movements that I was trying to do in dance class, and I couldn't do it. And everybody in this company could do things much more difficult. So it was really a relation with dance, not so much the choreography. But this fascination opened, I started to make investigation about Merce, and then suddenly an incredible territory opened to me, in front of me, with, and especially John Cage and also all the artists and Rauschenberg and Jasper Jones, and so then I didn't know about art so much at that time, and it was my door to the visual art and to And of course, John Cage is still very, very important for me. So yeah, from a stupid fascination on technique, I discovered much more interesting things.
This the presentation of this of Cedric Andrieux is coming not long before the company, the Cunningham Company, is making their legacy tour stop in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And I'm just curious about your feelings about the way that Cunningham planned for the eventual dissolving of the company and the preservation of his work.
Well, I think it did. I mean, I think he did it perfectly. I mean, I still, it's still a dream, this story, you know? It's still a dream because Merce decided, like, 2 years before he died to do this plan. And, I mean, he could have died much before because he was so old already. But I don't know how he managed to do this. Just 2 years before, that planned everything. It's so consequent with what the work is. And for the dancers, I was in London yesterday. We met them because Cedric was performing in London and the company was there also. And they're okay. They will finish in 3 months now. And it's great that you have MERS before or after, I don't know. And the relation with... I mean, of the company, I mean, Merce Company with Minneapolis is so big. So I think it's great. Everybody knows about him and they will. I hope they will get new infos with Cedric. I don't know. Maybe they know everything, so they will. No, because even me, I was so close to Merce's work. And Cedric was telling things that I didn't know. How a rehearsal happens, et cetera, et cetera. I have no clue. You know, so that's why I decided to do it, because I realized that I read so many books about Merce, but there were things that only the dancers knew. You know, how is a rehearsal with Merce? We didn't know. We didn't know about this. We know the issue of the work, what is at stake in the work, blah, blah, blah. But not so much what is the real, I mean, how they make those dancers.
You know, this piece, it's not just about Merce Cunningham's work, but I think because of his recent passing, I am really thinking about him as I watch this piece. It's the piece ends up for me becoming a kind of a really touching memorial in some way. It's like a sideways memorial, not just it's about the dancer, but I'm thinking about Merce a lot. You know, I feel like now that Cunningham has passed and Pina Bausch has passed, there's almost this new space to think about, like, well, what is really going to be next for dance? So I was going to ask you to speculate about what you see for the future of dance and maybe what problems or what opportunities are present for people who are making dance in this moment.
Well, no, this I don't know. I mean, how can I answer this? I don't know. I mean, it's at the end of an historical moment. This is clear. I mean, Pina with German Expressionism and Merce with modern dance would be the two poles of what happened in the 20th century in dance. I mean, or maybe the second part of the 20th century. So something is finished. This is clear. Something is finished. There won't be any more Pinas. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. Really, I don't know. I'm just like, well, let's see. Let's see. We can't know, and that's why it's nice. I mean, that's why art is nice, because it's impossible to know what will come out, you know?
Well, maybe you can speak a little bit about what you're working on next.
That's easier. I'm finishing the series. So I'm finishing after Véronique Doisneau in Paris Opera, after Peter Tunsun in Bangkok, after Isabelle Torres in Rio de Janeiro, after Cédric Andrieux. I'm working on a last solo, which is for and with and by Frédéric Seguet. Frédéric Seguet is a dancer I've been working the most. So it will be, we're doing a solo about him talking about the work with me, which is very difficult because, of course, it's, I know the story and it has been very, very difficult. So that's why it's not easy, but I think it's a good way to finish the series, to end with me. I mean, with me, with him, because ballet and MERS and non-Occidental, non-Western practices, dance practices or theatrical practices have been the things which have been very important for me. And it's like, it's a way, it's a genealogy. All the solos are talking about how I've been constructed as a human being, of course, but also as a as an artist. And now it's about watching through a performer what my work has been. And this piece will be a lot about, because here it's much more precise, because I'm part of the story with him, you know. So we're unfolding the relation, the very, very complex relation between performer and choreographer. How many transfers, how much you invest in somebody, I mean, emotionally, intellectually, psychically, of course, and how it's returned and how difficult it is. And it's a big, I mean, it's about, of course, the representation and the complexity of it. So I work, this is, well, I don't know, because I don't know when it will be premiered, because it's too dangerous. We're working and I hide all the rifles and everything, so we don't try to kill each other. No, it's really tough. I mean, it's really, yeah, it's dangerous. But if we manage to articulate about some very difficult relations, it can be a nice show, a performance. And the other one I'm working on is, I've been invited to work in Switzerland with actors, mentally disabled actors. So I will do this new production this summer. So I'm working with a company of mentally disabled actors, and it's exactly the opposite of Cédric Andrieux and all those people who are virtuoses, who are very skilled people, like Véronique or Cédric or Pichette. They are very good dancers, great performers, and those ones are exactly the contrary. They cannot remember what they've done 2 minutes before. So that's that's the next project. And yeah, that's it.
Do you have time for one more question?
I'm very hungry, but go.
Okay. Well, in Cédric Andrieux, when talking about doing your piece, The Show Must Go On, he has this line where he says, we are people before we are dancers. And it's kind of an obvious statement, but I just was wondering, you know, you write the text for these works, and I wanted to know.
No.
Well, you edit, perhaps.
Yes, yeah. I just edit. I don't change. I am choosing. I'm talking with them about to articulate it differently, but this is clearly their text. I'm not. So he said this.
Yeah, he said this, and you chose for it to stay in the piece.
Yeah. Right.
So why was it important for that that distinction to be made in the piece?
Well, because he said exactly, he made the same statement as I made 10 years ago when I did The Show Must Go On. You know, I knew I wanted to, and I used the same words. And then by doing it, by experiencing the rehearsal and the performances, and telling it back to me, the story of The Show Must Go On, or what he feels in The Show Must Go On, or what he thinks about The Show Must Go On, he gave me the same words that I didn't tell him, but I used for me when I started to do this piece. And I knew I didn't care about people as dancers. I mean, it was like the cast was a mix of performers and friends and lovers and etc. It was not about being a dancer. It was about being a person, and that's what he wrote on his on his text. And I said, we didn't even have to talk about it. It was in the. This is okay. And of course, this is precisely what I am. Conceptually, I was thinking before doing the piece.
Well, Jérôme Bell, thank you very, very much for taking some time today to talk about this piece.
You're welcome. Take care of Cédric, okay? When you will be alone.
Sure. All right. Well, take care and goodbye.
Bye-bye.